Hi guys, Salam Nerds here, and we want to talk to you guys about the floods in Pakistan that have damaged almost a million homes and wiped out entire villages. The flooding in Pakistan is due to climate change. The melting glaciers and torrential rain have caused the death tolls to be in the thousands, with more than 33 million people displaced. One third of Pakistan is underwater. This is more than a national emergency, this is a humanitarian catastrophe. This is because the CO2 emissions produced by countries like the UK, the US, Russia, and France. Pakistan does not have the infrastructure to withstand this devastation. Even though Pakistan is one of the lowest producers of GHG at 1%, it is one of the top 5 worst affected by climate change. We here at Salam Nurse are sending direct links to you guys to Islamic Relief so you can donate. Please donate generously.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch the Geek, and I'm here with my boy, Chad. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, aka Watch With Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jeff, aka Irritable Jazz Syndrome.
Whoa, oh no. No, we're not. I'm gonna go and leave right now. We're not doing this.
You don't like that nickname? This is the
not
first
that one. Nope.
Oh my god!
It was clever, but no.
You're gonna learn why. I'm gonna explain to you why.
Of
that
course,
is.
Just no. Do I want to know?
I don't know if you want to know, man.
Exactly. Okay, fine. Whatever.
How is it going, Chaz? How you been? How's life?
Yeah, well, you know, getting with the eye infection still, but life's good. How you doing?
Good. Look at you, man. You got the eye patch off. You no longer look like a pirate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, I can go put the eye patch back on if you miss it that much.
It was nice for us to finally see eye to eye.
Oh boy, we're gonna get canceled. All right, I love it.
Oh man, welcome everybody to our Bachelor in Paradise recap episode. For those of you that are just joining us, this is our Bachelor episode. What we do here for Bachelor Nation is we are a show for people who do not watch The Bachelor. So I watch The Bachelor, Jazz does not. I try to explain to him what's going on without context, and hilarity ensues, hopefully. That's what it is. The point of the show is so that everybody can watch. So even people who don't watch The Bachelor can listen to our podcast and enjoy what's going on, be caught up in, like, you know, pop culture, water cooler talk, all that stuff, without having to watch 2 hours of television a week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lied. It's 4 hours of television a week.
What?
Yes, Bachelor in Paradise is every Monday and Tuesday. They do 2 episodes a week. Yes, okay. Jazz. Yes. This is a money-making scheme.
Does that mean we're going to be recording Monday night and Tuesday night now?
No, man. I don't think we can do that. I think we'll have to do it. We'll have to record Tuesday night and cover both.
Okay. I mean, whatever the fans want. Like, I will make time for this podcast. This has truly become like one of the biggest blessings in my life. So whatever.
Really? That's sad.
It is what it is.
It is a blessing and a curse. I love that you can have a full-fledged conversation with anybody about Bachelor content without having to actually ever watch it.
We're proving it, and I love that we can do this. Like, yeah. I don't even have to watch it. I just react live. Like, this is the best thing ever.
Best thing ever. All right, let's get into it. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to break down everyone who showed up at the beach. We're going to break down the drama. We're going to break down the laughs, the tears, everything that you could ever want on this show. So get ready. Jazz. So, let me explain to you what Bachelor in Paradise is. Is this your first Bachelor in Paradise show?
I think it is because I've never watched Bachelor before.
I don't think we covered it in our podcast. I think we've done Katie's season. I think we did Michelle's season. We did Clayton's season. And we did whose season that just happened?
Bro,
Rachel and Gabby.
We did one Bachelor and we did the two Bachelorettes. I don't think we've done Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, we didn't do Katie and Michelle's then. No. Okay, that must have been pre. Okay, okay. Well, Bachelor in Paradise is the all-star game of Bachelor. So they take the rejects from the Bachelor, the reject from Bachelorette, and they put them on a beach together. And here's the thing. For a lot of people, this was the goal. They'd rather be on this show than become the Bachelor. For some people, that's the goal. So sometimes there's a better outcome on this show than there is on the other. You can get careers out of it. You can actually meet people. There have been more successful marriages from this show than all of the Bachelor and Bachelorette seasons combined.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, people have gotten married and have kids on this show.
So let me get this straight. The show where it's more like actual dating, when you have multiple guys and multiple girls and everyone in between, this show has more of success than one person dating 15 people?
Yes, yes.
Shocking.
Our homie April just joined the chat and she says, well, Jazz has entered paradise.
Oh, boy.
That is funny. You know, is it Bachelor in Jahannam? Like, what's the Muslim equivalent of this?
Bachelor in Jannah. Jahannam is hell.
No, I think I got it right the first time.
You did? Oh, okay.
For us, that's what it would be.
That tracks.
Oh, man. Okay. But it makes sense because you know why? On the show, The Bachelor and the Bachelorette, these guys only get to spend hours, maybe days with the person. Whereas in this show, Bachelor in Paradise, these guys are spending a good 3 weeks, maybe 3 months. I don't know how long it is, but they're spending a lot of time 24/7 with the person they pick. Like, all day, staying with them, hanging with them, laying on the beach, eating, going on dates, everything.
And so they don't get to switch, right? They just pick one and that's it?
Oh, Jazz. So that's where the drama happens.
Okay.
So every week, guys get roses, and then the next week, girls get roses. So there is a odd amount of guys and girls each week. So every week, like, two or three girls don't get picked. And then they have to go home. So if they're not, like, locked up in a relationship, they go home. But other people come through. So if three girls got eliminated, then, like, four girls will come in the next day. And what will happen is they have a date card. That date card gives them access to ask out any guy and take them on a date and see if they have a better connection with that person than the person they're currently with. So the guy would have to figure out whether he wants to switch or not. But the girls will have roses that week. So the guys have to suck up to all the girls in hopes to get roses.
This is fun.
Yeah, it's wild.
I'm sure you can see, like, the gears turning in my head right now.
Yeah, so there's girls stealing guys and guys stealing girls, and a lot of drama happens. And some people just, like, you know, they match up from the beginning and they never, like, you know, go out with anybody else. Some people want to explore their options. Some people date people and pretend they like them just until the person they really like shows up so they can finally ditch them and get with that girl.
Okay.
So okay. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, what is April saying? April says, my rejection sensitive self could never handle this environment. Yes. I also, I could not handle that kind of rejection. No. On live TV, that would be too much.
I agree. I can't do rejection that well. I mean, I can handle it well, but, like, you know, I'd secretly be crying.
Yeah, man. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly. That's my go-to song for rejection.
For me, it's Ride and Solo by Jason Derulo.
Oh man, I shout out to my girl Lauren Hill. She's from Newark, New Jersey. What up? All right, let's go through the list, man. Let's go through the list. Let's see if you remember any of these. All right,
so I will probably remember like two of them.
All right, maybe we can pull them up. I don't know. All right, we'll see. So number one, who showed up on the beach? Oh my god, bro, probably the most beautiful face to ever like touch Bachelor screen. Her name is Serena. She's really, really pretty. You may remember her from the season where everybody had to like make jokes. Remember they did a roasting?
I feel like that sounds familiar.
Yeah, remember the someone did a really offensive one about like Asian people?
Oh yes.
Right.
I remember that. Yes.
So the joke was that she looks like a Walmart version of Michelle, which was like the Bachelorette. So, but she does look a little bit like Michelle, but she's really, really pretty. Like probably has the prettiest face on the entire show.
What was her name?
Right now. Serena.
I'm going to Google that real quick.
Google it. I wonder if I could pull up all of them. Why don't you see if you can pull up
an E.
Yes. Yes. With an E. Yep. She's mm-hmm. gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yep. Next.
Hardly.
Next, we have Mike A. So Mike A is somebody you might recall from Katie's season. We didn't do that season, but you probably remember him from my TikToks. He was the father whose wife died of cancer, and he was on The Bachelor.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. We did talk about that somewhere in between where he was supposed to be like a really sweet guy. And then, yeah, I remember this.
He has a great edit. This show is his to lose at this point because he can go nowhere but up. He's got everything going for him. He's a hot commodity, bro. A lot of girls like him, but he's one of the older guys there, so it's kind of interesting.
How old is he?
I don't know. Let's look it up. Dun, dun, dun. How old is Michael A. from The Bachelor? All right, you look it up while I go into
Michael A.
Yeah. So he got buff. He started working out, started training. Michael A is looking nice, and he got a beard. He did not have a beard last time. The beard is a good look.
He's solid. 38. Look.
38, right? That's crazy. All right, I'm remember that because I'm gonna also ask you to bring up.
April said it. I'm scared for Michael. Producers are evil.
I hope you're not, right, man. The thing is, like, as much as producers want a villain, they also need a hero. I know how they think. Like, having a villain is great. Having a hero is also just as important. They have to do both. And he might be a hero. We'll see. Next, we got Andrew. Andrew was on Katie's season. He was a nice guy. He got to the very end. He almost became the Bachelor, but then some, like, really racy tweets came out about him. They were just a little misogynistic, not like super. I don't recall what they were.
Let's look it up. What was his name?
Andrew S.
Bachelor in Paradise Bachelor tweets. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so from 2021, way before this podcast.
Yeah.
So
right? I think it was like some fat shaming, maybe. I can't remember what it was.
It was homophobic and...
Oh, no.
And racist.
Gross. Yeah, not cool. And then we have Genevieve. Do you remember Genevieve?
Why does that name instantly ring a bell in my head?
Yes, it should. All right. Remember when they went to Niagara Falls and they had Shanae and Genevieve and they left Shanae?
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Yo, Genevieve looks just like Lea Michele. So I'm like looking at a picture and I was like, why is the girl from Glee on this show? All right. So, and then we got Johnny. Johnny was recently on Rachel season and Gabby season. So he was very like, what happened with Johnny? I can't remember. He seems very forgettable.
That's probably what it was. He was really forgettable. And then.
Yeah, his intro, they made him do a whole rap, like a whole minute and 30 second rap. Like, why is this white boy rapping? Like, why? Why would they do that?
For real? Like,
That was cringe. Okay. That was cringe. And then we got Teddy. So I don't know if you remember Teddy, but Teddy was the young black girl who was a virgin on Clayton season.
Yep.
And we thought some bad stuff was gonna happen. Luckily it didn't, but
luckily it didn't. Like, yeah. I would be very upset if he got away with that.
There's another guy named Casey, and he is 37. He is also one of the older guys on the show. Hmm. I have no idea who this guy is. I have never seen him a day in my life.
He's very forgettable. Okay.
Yeah. Next, we got this girl named Haley. Also, have no idea where she's from. Don't know who she is. I don't know. Random. Sometimes they pick some random people. Okay. All right. And then we got Brittany. Brittany is probably the hottest girl on the beach, hands down. Like, I would say, like, Serena is probably, like, the prettiest and most beautiful. But, like, Brittany's probably the hottest. Like, without a doubt. Like, okay. Look her up. Look up her age, too.
Brittany, last name, Brittany, you know?
I don't know. Brittany Bachelorette. Okay. I don't know. But she had some drama on Katie's season. So they need to give her the best edit they can. Because they did her so dirty on Matt James' season. Do you know what they did?
Okay, it's Brittany Cartwright.
Yeah, yeah. Did it tell her age? What's her age?
33.
That's not bad. Okay. Oh, damn. I thought she was much younger. Okay.
Was it Brittany Cartwright? I don't know. I'm still trying to verify things. This is hard, okay? Trying to do this live.
I like how I'm having Jazz look up this stuff with no context.
Right? Like, I don't know who I'm looking for. I have no idea who these people are.
Oh, my God. All right. Jazz, this is what happened to this girl. On live national television, somebody tried to out her as a sex worker. Yes.
Wow. How rude. Yeah.
Right? That's a very tricky thing. Because, like, first of all, she said she wasn't a sex worker. But then when you defend it, how do you defend that without trying to make sex workers look bad, right? Like, they put her in such a difficult position. She handled it really well, but they put her in probably one of the most uncomfortable, unfair, horrible position.
Okay, I need some help here because I'm, like, seeing, like, multiple Britneys. Let me move this over to screen three. Is this the Brittany you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Brittany Galvin.
Yes, and Galvin.
She is 25 year old.
She's 25.
Yeah.
That's young.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I asked for her age is that she is interested in Mike A.
Mike,
the father who's 38 years old.
30. Okay. Well, I want to say that's shitty, but here's the thing. My sister and her husband have a 10-year age gap, and they're the happiest people alive, so.
I don't think it's shitty at all. I just find it interesting that she's, like, into older guys. I don't think. Yeah. I feel like if a girl initiates it, it's not as bad. If a guy does, it's creepy.
Yeah, but also, like, he's a dad. I think she's, like, she's realizing that this is something she wants later in life, or, like, sooner in life, right? Yeah. And she wants somebody who's ready for that. And most guys, let's be real, are not ready to be dads or even husbands for that matter. And she clearly sees that this guy is ready. So, good for her. If she likes that, good. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. I have no qualms for it. I just thought it was interesting. Like, not something I would expect, but very interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
But she's not the only one that's into him. There's another girl named Serena Sierra. Sierra, yeah, Sierra. Sierra is also interested in her. Sierra is also really pretty. She is, I think, half black and half Korean. Very unique.
I see it.
Yeah. She's got a vibe. I really, really like her. I don't know. So we'll see. Mike A is almost in a little triangle. We'll see what happens. Next, we got Jill. Jill was somebody who got into a fight with a bunch of people, but nothing really happened in her season, like nothing crazy. She got into like a few arguments, but a lot of drama started off with her. So there was a guy.
Is it Joe J O or?
No, Jill, J I L L.
Oh, J I L L. Okay, I'm trying to like look all this stuff up.
Yeah. So Jill knows this guy named Romeo. So this guy named Romeo is on the beach, and there is a girl named Kara. So Kara was somebody I really, really liked when she was on, I forget whose season, Matt James. She was a doctor who showed up in lingerie. right?
Okay.
And she wasn't like a doctor from like a dumb school. Like it was something like Harvard or something.
Like, how do you spell Kara? I need to look this up.
Look her up. See where she went to school.
K-A-R-A or?
K-I-R-A.
Kira. Okay.
Yeah. Where did she go to school?
Oh, she's a physician from Philadelphia. Okay.
I feel like she went somewhere. Physician. Where?
I will look this up.
But where did she go to school?
Where she went to UPenn?
Yeah. Right? And Harvard. And Harvard.
Her yeah, these are Ivy Harvard. League schools.
Like, okay. Like, this girl is a doctor. She's got a degree from Harvard. Another one from UPenn. Like, holy crap, this girl is like top 1% smart. Like, amazing, beautiful. She's got it all.
0001%. Like, right? Truly she's one of the smartest people in the world here.
She's got it all.
Yeah.
She's a villain.
What?
Yeah. Chad, she is such a villain. And like,
Oh no.
So basically what happened is Romeo and Jill know each other before the show. And they were kind of vibing. But then Romeo went to a club and he kissed Kara, which kind of messed up his thing with Jill. So they're kind of in this three-way. Now, all three of them are on the beach together. So Romeo is talking to Jill, trying to like rekindle whatever they have. And then Kara comes up. She walks right up to them, starts talking to Romeo, and she takes Jill's drink. Just takes it. And then like wow. Jill's like flustered and walks away.
Villain may be the understatement here then.
No, it gets worse.
Exactly. Villain's the understatement now.
Okay. So later Jill and Romeo are kind of talking. They're in the bed and they're like making out and they're like, he's like, I like you, you like me, blah, blah, blah. They're like, okay, we're going to try to make this work. But she's like, listen, I don't want to be part of the Kara drama. I don't want to be part of this. As soon as they say that, Kara starts walking over to them and she's like, okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Kara's coming. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And he's like, why don't you go over there with the others and I'll talk to her, right? And like, he's like, he didn't stand up for her. So that's one thing. Red flag.
Let me get this right. Dude and girl together.
Yeah.
He tells girl to go to everyone else.
Yeah.
And then one of the smartest girls in the world is coming over to him.
Yes, to talk to him. Right. So he okay. Talk to her and he's like, listen.
Oh, he's gonna be manipulated like this tomorrow.
So homeboy is like, listen, I want to pursue something with Jill. She's getting a little testy about it. She's getting a little mad. Yeah. And then like she gets like really upset over him and she's like, what do you want to do? She's like, I don't want to mess up whatever you got, but like you're in paradise, do what you got to do, like, you know, there's no rules here, whatever. So exactly. Like, she doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Right. And then walks away. And then she starts pulling Jill aside and they have a huge blowout fight and she was like, you were trying to slut shame me, which like came out of nowhere because Jill didn't say anything, at least nothing that was edited or nothing that was shown about her being like, so Jill had like a full-blown panic attack and went to her bed crying. She's like, I never said that to you. She was like, felt like she was being gaslit kind of and manipulated and like into thinking like,
oh yeah,
somebody's slut-shaming her, right?
She's the smartest girl there. She's gonna know how to spin that.
Yeah. So Kara just like was like, you know what? Fuck these guys. I'm just gonna go bang as many guys as I can, which is kind of something that she said. She's like, I'm gonna hook up with everybody here. I don't care. So she starts hooking up with like this random new guy. I forgot which guy it was, but she was like, oh, the guy who was 37 years old. And she starts like playing with his nipples and stuff and like getting freaky. And then they started talking about going to the boom boom room
on the first day.
So like they all share a room, but there's one room with AC that like is allowed to go with the intention that you're gonna go there to do stuff. So first day she's already trying to do stuff. Like she is a very smart person.
Playing the game, right? Yeah. Playing the game, man. Like I
but
I want to hate her, but this is the game.
Listen, I don't have nothing against her, but she is coming into her villain era. But like, girl, you don't need to. You're so like accomplished. You're so smart and you're beautiful.
No, I think that's what it is. I think she's bored in like normal life, and now she needs like drama to really spice things up for herself.
I don't know, kind of thing. I don't know, man. They're all young, man. They shouldn't be having any midlife crisis. If anyone's having midlife crisis, the two dudes.
Life crisis. Happy.
fair. All right. So that's with them, and then we got Hunter. So Hunter. Hunter is a girl.
Okay. I guess it's my bad for assuming. Yeah.
Don't assume their gender, bro.
You're right. Yeah.
All right. So Hunter is the girl that was outed on national TV for having irritable bowel syndrome.
I feel bad for laughing, but like,
I felt so funny.
Of all things you can be outed for, I feel like that's like the best one to be outed for.
So, and then she's like, all right, I'm already outed. So they did this like, they did this whole thing where she did like an intro video and she's like, I'm scared shitless to go on Bachelor in Paradise. And they show her on the toilet.
Yeah, at this point, if I was her, I would just be having so much fun with the puns. Like,
yeah, and they show her packing her suitcase and it's just like all filled with toilet paper.
So like Pepto Bismol in there too, like
yeah. So they're leaning into the joke, which is funny. Good. But then she gets like she goes into it in detail. She was like, "There's two kinds of irritable bowel syndrome: one that makes you constipated, one that gives you diarrhea." She's like, "I have both."
So it stores up and then comes all out at once, guys.
Yo, I swear to God, you couldn't waterboard that information out of me. Like, right. I would not share that.
I would rather die.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right. Next, we got the Tarzan guy who was on.
Last season.
Yeah, Rachel. I'm assuming he's on again, walking around naked. He starts hooking up with Shanaynay. Him and Shanaynay already.
The bad shrimp Shanaynay.
Yes, yes. Also, we can't call her Shanaynay. We're not doing that. But they did refer her to that this episode, which I'm still really mad about. They shouldn't be calling her Shanaynay. I don't like that.
Just Shanay?
Just Shanay, yeah.
Okay.
But I wanted to reference that they did keep calling her that, which is annoying to me. But yeah, her and what's the name? They were the first people to kiss. They're the first people to like couple up.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, no, I don't know if they're the first people because Brandon also coupled up with Serene. And Brandon was from Michelle's season. He's also a good looking guy. He got to the very end, but he's very, very young. But they're a good couple. They both make a really good couple. And then they brought this girl named Lacey. Yes, they brought her. So she's not even from. She's from like six seasons ago, bro.
Literally, who?
Like, yeah, nobody knows who she is. She's from like six seasons ago. They brought back like such an old person. Well, like, not old person. Name. I don't know. Lacey.
That's what I thought, but then there's like no results here, so.
Probably because no one knows who the hell she is until everyone forgot about her. So she's like, I'm the hottest I've ever looked right now. So like, why are nobody talking to me? Nobody was talking to her the entire day because nobody knows who she is because like she's so many seasons ago.
Yeah, she's like,
they called her an alumni.
Lacey Mark, yep.
Okay. Yeah. She's pretty. She looks like, what do you call it? The girl from Firefly. To me.
Yeah, see, she's 31. She's not even that old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was 32. Oh, so this is so funny. She wasn't getting enough attention at the beach, so she told everybody it's her birthday just to get attention, even though it wasn't her birthday.
Yeah. Her birthday's in November. I can see that right now.
So she just told everybody. She went around with cake and was like, hey, it's my birthday. I want you to come talk to me. And she just like grabbed a guy and they started like talking. They were talking for a while. And then the guy calls her Luce. he thought her name was Lucy or something and called her Luce. And she got so mad. She was like, you just call me Luce? What am I, like Lucy Goosey? Like he called her by the wrong name. And he was like,
bro, you fucked up not only with the wrong name, but what that implies. Like,
yes.
Oh no.
And the guy who did it was Logan, the guy who switched teams in Rachel season.
Yep. That jackass.
Logan. Yep. But yep, that was the deal with Lacey. And then we got another girl who came in Victoria. So Victoria has some controversy too. She's a really pretty girl. She was, I forget whose season she was on. It's been such Matt James season, Peter I want to say. Peter Weber. Okay. So her thing was weird. She had some racism controversy too, but I don't know how I would categorize this because they found out that she was modeling and selling shirts with the Confederate flag.
Okay.
But she's a person of color. It's kind of weird.
So.
Like, kind of weird, right? Kind of weird.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It was a little bit of a controversy about that.
She was part of White Lives Matter. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, White Lives Matter. Well, here's the thing. White Lives Matter was a pun. It didn't mean White Lives Matter. White Lives meant some, like, aquatic something. It was just, like, irresponsible to use that name.
Yeah.
But like, maybe she's just dumb.
she's incredibly dumb. Like, yeah. Yes, I see the Confederate flag gear. Like, yeah, this is
those are the two options, right? Like, the person's either racist or they're dumb. At this point,
right. Like, you're either so dumb you don't know how racist you are, or you are so racist that you're trying to play dumb just to get away with it. Both are not good looks for you.
I know. It's unfortunate. That was an unfortunate drama. So I don't know. I don't have much to say about that. I feel like I don't know.
People always argue like, oh, states right and blah blah blah. I'm like, no, bro, we're in the South. All right. If you want to talk about states right, it was states right to what? There's way around it. Like,
but you know what? In her defense, she did not defend it. She did not defend her action. Oh,
she apologized or?
Yeah, I think she did apologize actually online, not on like the show.
Okay, well then fine.
The show is always weird about they make you apologize for everything except for racism. It's kind of weird. Like, remember last season, Eric was on the show and he apologized for like the text and like the dating of somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. So they made him address that, but they didn't make him address the blackface.
Of course not.
Right? Like, the show is weird.
If they made him address blackface, I'd be like, half producers have to address it.
No. It was, I don't know.
And that's why we are where we are.
Yeah.
We're going to get canceled. Bachelor will never be like, hey, you're going to be on our podcast. Like, no, not these people.
I don't care, man. I don't give a fuck.
Like, I don't give a fuck either.
Like, I don't know. Like, I watch this show because it's so popular and it's like engraved in me right now. But like, if the show went off the air, I'll just find another show.
Life goes on, right?
Yeah. They brought this guy named Justin Glaze. So Justin Glaze is really funny because he has very good facial expressions and he's very memeable. So that's what he's known for. Let's see what else we got. We talked about that. And Andrew and Teddy went on their first date. So the first date happened. It was Andrew and Teddy. So they kind of went on their first date. Seemed very boring. I don't remember any of it. The dates are not that important.
Okay.
But apparently there is going to be some drama this season. There's going to be a twist. And halfway through, they're like, women, pack your bags. You're leaving paradise. Which I think is just like a red herring. Because they probably just like switched locations. Like, they probably went to like another hotel or something.
Okay, so yeah, all the girls. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Teddy with an I.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot today.
Curious on here. I think that's it, man. I think that's the only thing that happened. Johnny is hooking up with Hunter. Mike A is with Sierra. Justin kissed Genevieve. Andrew is with Teddy. These are the only, and I think Luce or Lucy
or Lacey.
Oops. Is she is walking around looking for a man at the moment. So
oh, it is just Lace. What do you know? Her name is Lace Morris.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, it's not Lacey, it's just Lace.
It's just Lace, yeah.
I don't know. Bro.
Loose is even funnier now.
I don't know. It is what it is. That's it, man. But they did show some clips. A lot of drama happens. A lot of crying happens. A lot of new people show up. So we're going to get to see what happens. So I don't know. It's going to be a fun time. We got to get some guests on our show. So listen, guys, if you are on the West Coast and you want to, we're going to try to do shows the day they come out, like right after they air, we're going to do episodes. And if you are someone who watches it live and wants to jump on and be on the podcast, let us know.
Well, the West Coast would be a little interesting because then we'd have to do it a bit later because their show airs when we start this.
We can do that. We can figure a way to do that.
Because we did this episode, right? We did this at 10 p.m. And that only works if it's only two of us right now, right? But the West Coast, they're just 44 minutes into the episode right now.
Really?
Yeah. So you'd be up at like 1 a.m. to do this if we did West Coast.
Man, yo, listen, first of all, I'm not going to lie. Time zones are hard for me.
That's why I'm doing the math for you right now.
Why do time zones exist? Why can't we all be in the same time?
You can blame Pearl Harbor for that.
Oh, man. All right.
Which fun fact, that's actually what happened.
Interesting.
That's not like me being like bad. That truly is what happened. The Japanese sent an emissary saying, hey, you know, ally with us or, you know, don't attack us or we're going to attack you, right? Mm-hmm. And because the time zone difference, which didn't exist at the time, the government received that notification 2 hours after Pearl Harbor happened.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's why they created time zones to make sure something like that never happened again.
Well, looky here. You come for the bachelor, but you stay for the history lesson.
Yeah, that's why time zones aren't a thing now.
Well, let's end this on a high note. I guess. I don't know if I would call that a high note. But that's the end of our episode. And listen, guys, we need some people to come on the show, man, especially women. We would like to have some female voices on this show because me and Jazz are probably really, really bad with these.
I know. Right? We don't understand the women gaze and all aside from it. Like, oh, we're horrible.
It's we want to have somebody, but the timing has been very, very difficult for.
Right. So,
but you know what it was? I don't know if it was the timing. I think the last season was just so boring that nobody wanted to be on our show.
I think that's what it was too. Like, I had a lot of people who'd be like, yo, I don't want to talk about this episode. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people
were uncomfortable with it. I'm like, I get it. I'm uncomfortable with it.
A lot of people did not like Rachel and Gabby's season, man. So, like, we didn't have a lot of guests, man. We were struggling.
It was very misogynistic. I mean, I don't know why anybody would want to be on that. So,
yeah. So,
but anyways, 11 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Central, if you want to come on.
Let us know and we'll have you on here, man.
And then if you're West Coast, we can try and do it a bit later.
Also, if you want to be on the show and you don't watch The Bachelor and you want to be just like Jav and just kind of just give your points and, you know, give us your thoughts without having context, that's fine too.
Even better.
I'll explain to two people what the hell's going on.
And you do such a good job of it, by the way. I feel like I'm actually immersed in it.
Right. I have like notes and stuff. I take notes now. Like it's a professional.
Well, you're a professional. Yeah. Good for you, man.
Yeah, man. Well, it is what it is. I do it for the people. I do it for the
people. We love you all.
Let's go for Bachelor Nation. All right, guys. That's all we have for today's episode. See you guys next week. And until then, salam, nerds.
Peace. Oh, Rachel's available. Or